الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The Muslims necessarily acknowledge the Prophet of Islam as the last and final prophet who had been appointed for the whole of mankind in the east and the west of the globe. The Holy Quran points out that Islam is for all the groups. Whoever has got it should believe it. It has been narrated that according to the noble messenger, Islam is for all. As such, Saddam Hussein granted that he is a Muslim through this is a wrong supposition has gone outside the pale of Islam because he has spoken against a Muslim fundamentality and has contradicted the Holy Quran and also the noble messenger.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and Ashura. In one of his speeches, he mentions that Muharram is the month in which Islam has been revived by the master of the strugglers and the oppressed, which is Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and was rescued from the plots of the corrupt Banu Umayyah agents who had taken Islam to the verge of collapse. We know that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he raised against the Banu Umayyah, he said that I am doing this in order to reform the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the grandfather of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam. And therefore, this month of Muharram, when we have this month, when we mourn in this month for the master of the shuhada, which is Sayyidu Shuhada Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we know that we are reviving the Islam. We are talking about the actual Islam for which Imam Hussein has sacrificed himself, his life, and his family. Even his family was made captive in the Battle of Karbala. We have seen that in the history. And this shows us that the Islam is a precious thing.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
When Imam Khomeini is talking about the revive of Islam, he wants to tell us that remember that this Islam is so precious that even Imam Hussein, the personality like Imam Hussein, they sacrifice everything for the sake of Islam. And we know that from the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Adam alayhi salam till the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we have 124,000 prophets and messengers who came to guide people, they all came with one religion and that was Islam. They all struggled for one thing and that was Islam. And this Islam is something that takes us to perfection. The Islam is something that tells us how to live in this world. Islam is the set of life. Islam is the guideline for living in this world. How can we live with justice? How can we live with equality in this world? And how can we take care about each other? How can we socialize? Even in the personal life and in the social life, Islam teaches us everything. And if we are truly following Islam, then we won't have anyone being oppressed in this world. Therefore, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where he raised against the oppression, he taught us how to revive Islam, and this is what Muharram teaches us. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.